KQED.
Across the country this past weekend, demonstrators marched in response to Charlottesville, where a white nationalist rally on the 12th devolved into violence and led to the deaths of three people. Here in California, the biggest rally and counter-rally was in Laguna Beach. A group calling itself America First organized it. Orange County authorities maintained a heavy police presence, and despite a few isolated skirmishes between demonstrators, the event remained mostly peaceful. Here's more from KCRW's Jenny Hamill.
America First supporters gathered on the beach with flags and chanted. Police on foot and on horseback put a physical barrier between them and a huge group of counter-protesters.
Immigrants are welcome here! Immigrants are welcome here!
Rally organizers said they wanted to honor victims of immigrants living in the country illegally and to protest spending taxpayer dollars on immigrants. This was their fourth such rally, but the first that drew such a large counter-demonstration. Rally-goer Ian LaFontaine said it was because of all the attention on Charlottesville.
And when that violence happened, the media ate it up, and they fed it out to everybody else that this was a white nationalist movement. You just can't trust the mainstream media. Every rally now that's going to be pro-American, pro-Trump is going to have that neo-Nazi white supremacist thing attached to it.
Counter-protester Samah Kay, a young Muslim woman, said she had to take a stand against any group spouting hateful messages.
I point you this.
Officers from the Laguna Police Department, the California Highway Patrol, and other Orange County agencies kept some tense moments from turning violent.
What are you hiding from then?
Before the night was done and the crowd dispersed, there were several skirmishes, including ones in which some people were doused with pepper spray. Police made three arrests. For the California Report, I'm Jenny Hamill in Laguna Beach.